There are three big stories as we look to the weather this week ahead. Number one, the temperatures really won't be bad. Our overnight lows are going to be in the 50s basically every day, and our daytime highs are going to be in the 70s and 80s basically every day. So it'll be a little bit cool in the morning, but not as cold as it should be this time of year, and our daytime highs are going to range around 5 to 10 degrees above average too. So that all sounds great. The second big story is the pollen. As temperatures warm up and the days stay dry, some of the days are dry this week after all, well, that means the oak pollen is really going to do whatever it wants. The oak pollen is peaking. We probably have another week or maybe 2 weeks at maximum to deal with that. So allergy sufferers, keep that in mind. The third main story this week is there is a little bit of rain that's in view, but not today. Today is dry. It'll be a little on the cloudy side, and there'll also be some areas of fog too. And then Tuesday, the bulk of the day is dry, but late Tuesday and Wednesday, that's when the next storm system moves in. So there will be some rain late in the day Tuesday. We're talking in the afternoon and evening, or potentially even later than that, and then into the first half of Wednesday. Again, also Wednesday, it doesn't look like it rains all day. So that's the first storm system, and then the next one moves in on Saturday, and some of that rain may edge over into the early hours of Sunday as well. Still a lot to be determined with that weekend system, but early indications are we got to plan on some rain for next weekend. That leaves us a few days that are dry this week, and you know, really pretty pleasant with those temperatures above average. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.